again, everyone. It's Kaz Beal, and this is Casual Conversations, where we speak to people very important in our world. And this is an audio podcast available also. So if you listen to the audio podcast, go to youtube.com/KazTV, and you can see all the episodes and the video of this one, which is pretty amazing. So audio is good, video is better, or if you like it the other way around, it's the other way around. So anyways, our special guest today is David Levin. Is that correct? Did I say that name correctly?
You said that exactly right. There are so many people say it in a million different ways, but you got it. You know, Kaz, I've known you for years. So you definitely got my name right.
I give him a clue. At the banks of the old Raritan. Look that up in Google and see where that refers to. All right. Very famous school with the big letter. I can't say the letter. Too many clues. Let him search and give comments below and try and guess who we're talking about. Okay.
We'll see how scarlet they get this.
Yeah. Well, David is a pop culture historian and icon to be, I think, soon himself, because he's spoken to so many people. Tell us about how that came about, your background, how you got into that, but real quickly, because we've got important stuff to talk about.
Sure. Well, I'm a producer. I've been a producer for my entire career, and I started out wanting to make movies, and as with many other people, sorry, I'm shaking my camera there a little bit, as with many other people, my career sort of took a slightly different path than I went originally, but I had a great time. I ended up doing a lot of unscripted content, as they call it now, which are documentaries, and I did a lot of work for AMC and Bravo in marketing and USA Network and Lifetime in the early days of cable. Ended up doing work for Warner Brothers and for Fox and for CBS, and then ended up spent a lot of time at MTV doing work at doing work on their rockumentaries, and I did work on Madonna and Elton John and Michael Jackson and The Doors and Tom Petty, and it was one of the more exciting periods of an early exciting period of my career. So I did the show called TV Land Confidential, and I interviewed hundreds of stars from just about name every TV show from the 50s through, you know, through the 2000s, and got to talk to and get to know some of these amazing stars. When TV Land Confidential was over, we had all these terrific interviews that we had done with these people, most of which were you know, we didn't use tons of them. So I got permission to turn them into a YouTube show called Pop Goes the Culture. Thank you, Pop Goes the Culture TV. And started showing some of these never before seen interviews with these major stars, and as we got into COVID, I realized that there were all these people sitting at home with nothing to do. It was really early, actually, and it was a little scary. If you remember the early days of the lockdown, as it were. And who the hell wants to think about that? But we started thinking about it, and everybody was doing stuff at home. Newscasts were coming out of kitchens, and talk shows were coming out of basements, and concerts were coming out of bedrooms, and stand-up comedy was coming out of bathrooms. And I said, well, why don't we do something a little bit different? There wasn't any scripted content.
David, I just got telling me a message from the control center there. We got a special news break we got to go to. So sorry about this. You had some issue there. But this is interesting. It involves a lot of celebrities. So we got to go to this right now. We'll join back here in a few seconds. Okay. Hopefully it won't be long. All right. Let's see what's going on. Seems like really important. Okay, guys.
Story we're following: a jump in cases of a deadly mystery
this
virus.
Morning, growing concern over a growing
now
health
has
crisis.
More reported cases.
A state of emergency has been declared.
Tell residents to stay home.
America closed.
1,600 Americans now are infected.
Thousands of Americans nationwide already under voluntary self-quarantine.
Out on Broadway are entering a new way of life.
All because of the coronavirus.
What was that?
Strange times, huh?
Strange times.
You're not buying the rumors, I hope.
Mom, they are not rumors.
How'd you get this number?
I'm calling from the U.S. Census Bureau.
Guess this whole virus stuff is making me hypersensitive.
That was sketch.
I can't believe we lost our whole senior year.
It's like they just want to keep us busy so we don't go outside and actually enjoy ourselves.
I'm desperate to get laid.
TMI, you know.
Would you like to get lucky?
You had phone sex with my maid of honor.
Hey, well, you can't come to my house. You know why? Because I'm practicing the social distancing.
Is that a martini?
Vodka.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere, Bubba.
It's no way to live.
Zoom? What the hell is Zoom?
Is this a robocall?
Martha? Are you there?
Mom, unmute yourself.
The air is thick with pestilence.
Pandemic, spandemic.
Are you still in bed?
Yes.
Off the floor and out the door.
You know, I think I still have a little bit of that COVID brain fog going on.
How can you tell?
Oh, Ma, I miss you. I wish I could give you a hug.
What can I tell you? We're living in strange times.
Crazy.
You expect me to trust some stupid, untested vaccine?
I need my husband now.
Are you coming on to me?
No. Gotta find the joy in life.
Life is full of surprises.
Oh, now it's working. Yes. Hello. Anyone out there?
Well, we're out here. Mrs. C is so glad to see her there from Happy Days.
I am the luckiest guy in the world. I called many of the people that I had met from TV Land Confidential and over the course of my career, and said, we're all stuck at home. We've all got iPhones or computers. Let's put on a show. And gathered together some script writers who were terrific. And I said, all right, let's do some comedy that's set now. I didn't want it to be political. I didn't want it to be about COVID. But I wanted it to be about what we were all going through, is we're all sitting at home. And we're all in this situation, and I'll go through all the names of all the people that we had in a second, but so many people said yes, and we did this for the Actors Fund originally. We raised money for the Actors Fund, and so they all volunteered their time. We had no money. It was totally grassroots. Let me put those up again. I'll tell you who we got from left to right. So upper left is Adam Langdon, and he was in the traveling company of The Curious Case of the Dog, and I forget the name of the play, but it was a big show on Broadway. Next to him is Audrey Landers, best known for Dallas as Afton Cooper and A Chorus Line. Next to her, the center top, the legendary Barry Bostwick, known from Broadway. He was the original Danny Zuko in Grease on Broadway. He was Brad in Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was the mayor on Spin City. He's been in dozens of things. Next to him, Don, formerly Donnie Most of Happy Days, played Ralph Mouth. Next to him, a brilliant newcomer named Emma Fitzer Price. Going down one row to the left again, that's Fred Melamed, a terrific character actor who recently seen in WandaVision and in American Crime Story Impeachment. Next to him, the gorgeous, gorgeous Gail O'Grady. I have been crazy about her for years. NYPD Blue, Boston Legal, dozens of other things. Next to her, wonderful Jane Kaczmarek from Malcolm in the Middle. Next to her, Jenny Leona, who directed and wrote an episode and acted in it and has won a couple of awards since then. Next to her, the unbelievably hilarious Jim Meskimen, who, if you've ever seen Jim Pressions, go look for it on YouTube. He is the world's best living impressionist, the son of Marion Ross. Go ahead.
Before we continue, let's tell people where they can go to participate in this venture via vignettes, which features legends delivering laughter during lockdown. And you told, but you know, we want people to help you continue the project further. Time is limited, so you know, there's that big link down below, but we'll have the actual link below the video itself. You can just click, unless you want to type away and enjoy typing.
Yes,
go
feel
ahead.
Free. What we're doing now is we raise money for the Actors Fund. Now we're raising money to try to get more people to be able to see this and perhaps even turn it into a series. So we're doing a crowdfund on Seed and Spark, which is completely, it's like Kickstarter or Indiegogo, but this is devoted just to film and television. So you can go there. For a $10 donation, you can actually download, we'll send you thanks on social media. You can download or view every one of the short episodes we did, or you can watch it as a full film. At the $25 level, you will get a special shout out thank you from one of our stars. At $40, okay, so what we did was we're doing private Zoom parties, and we're going to be starting on Monday, January 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, with Don Most is going to be on a Zoom party. And for a donation of $40 or more, you'll get an invitation to be in the Zoom party. You can ask him questions, can ask him anything you want. Donnie will be happy to answer them. We're also going to be doing Zoom parties with stars like Robert Wool, and some of the others have agreed to do Zoom parties over the course of January. So if you, for the $40 donation, I sound like PBS right now, for the $40 donation, you will be basically subscribed to attend any of our Zoom parties, up to 100 people per Zoom party. And that's actually a really great perk if you've ever wanted to talk face-to-face with a star. Here's my favorite perk. At the highest level, at $7,500, which somebody has already bought, at the $7,500, you can actually, we will actually create a new episode of Viral Vignettes, which will star you, the contributor, and one of our actors. Somebody's already bought one. They contributed $7,500, and we are writing a new episode for that particular contributor to co-star with Barry Bostwick, which is unbelievable. I've never seen a perk like this before. So you, Kaz, $7,500, but for you, I'll do it for $7,000.
Thank you.
You can co-star. I'll let you. You can co-star with any one of these actors who's agreed to do this. I think it's a really cool perk. I know actors don't have a lot of money, but we are also thinking about doing one where we do it as a drawing, where somebody can, anybody who's contributed or become a follower, we will do a random pick for anybody who wants to try for that, which I think is also pretty cool.
All right, David, let's go back to the bottom half of the list here. You can go through the celebrities involved in this, so, along with you, of course. You're a celebrity also, because you work with celebrities. So you get the glow passed on to you, right?
Yeah, it's not like exactly a one degree of separation. It's nice to know these folks. Many of them are really, really nice folks. Yeah, sure. The big one.
That's the big one. Yeah, good luck with that. Let's just show you a widescreen here. Let's go to close up. Here you go, bottom row.
So second row from the bottom. On the left, the amazing John Schneider. John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard, Bo Duke. Also on Smallville, played Jonathan Kent, the earthly father of Clark Kent. Next to him, unbelievable actress Linda Pearl. First seen on Happy Days in two roles, actually. First season, she was Richie's girlfriend, Gloria. And the last season, she played Fonzie's fiance as a different character. Next to her, Lydia Cornell, best known from Too Close for Comfort with Ted Knight. Next to her, be still my heart that we got this woman. And she is the mother of Jim Meskimen, and he was gracious enough to ask her. She was gracious enough to say yes. Marion Ross, Mrs. C,
Yes, Mrs. Sicky. Yeah, happy days.
And people have forgotten, but she also became later a regular on Brooklyn Bridge and the Love Boat. She played the love interest of Captain Steubing in one of the later seasons. Next to her, and you might not recognize her because she's not wearing her makeup, is Mary Chifo, who on the first two seasons of Star Trek Discovery played the leader of the Klingon Empire, really kind of cool. Down to the last row, Maxwell Gale Jr. Maxwell Gale, who was Wojo on Barney Miller and also won an Emmy for his recent work on General Hospital. Next to him, love this girl, Michelle Green. She played Abby on L.A. Law. Next to her, I've got, again, so many legends on this. We were so honored. Renee Taylor, who played Fran Drescher's mom on The Nanny and has been in a million other things. If you're alive as long as we have, you might remember her. She played Eva Braun opposite Dick Shawn in Mel Brooks' original The Producers.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic movie.
And she also co-starred with Jerry Lewis. I think it was The Errand Boy.
Did he say, hey, lady? Did he say that?
Something like that. It's a really good scene. Look it up on YouTube, Renee Taylor, Jerry Lewis. Next to her is Robert Wool, one of my favorites. He starred in Arliss. He's been in dozens of movies, Batman, Bull Durham, a bunch of others, writer and a producer and a director, just multi-talented. And he's agreed to do many of these people have already agreed to do our Zoom party, and he's going to be a lot of fun. Again, $40 buys you a ticket to all of these. Next to him is Susan Rutan. We wrote her episode especially for her. She was on L.A. Law. She played Corbin Burnson's long-suffering secretary. And then finally, a good friend of mine, Yvonne Young, who starred in Third Watch years ago on NBC about the first responders. So great to have all these actors. And they all contributed their time so generously. And I would love to see this. And they all said, oh, we want to do it again. I would love to see this turn into a show. because first of all, it was easy to do. You never have to leave your home. And second, we proved that you can create something other than a talk show the way you and I are doing this right now is exactly what we did. We did not have Seed and Spark at that point. And in fact, when we started, we really didn't even have Zoom. And we did the best we could with the tools at hand.
Right.
And the writers were just fantastic. Could I talk about the writers for a moment?
Yeah, but just let's tell them again where people have to go, the timeline, the deadline, so people can take part in this and help you guys move the project. Because it's so much history you told us. It's amazing these people involved. But you know, you want them to do the next step.
Okay, so the most important thing right now is $40 buys you kind of a subscription to all the Zoom parties that we're going to be doing with these stars. Some of them are going to come on solo by themselves. Some of them are going to come on with some surprise guest stars. You never know who might show up to one of our Zoom parties. And again, we've actually made it so that the $40 will get you the Zoom party as opposed to $50. So that's a change from this. And it's at the $75 level, we will actually guarantee you one-on-one time. If you're in the Zoom party, you might not get to ask your question, but at the $75 level, we will guarantee you. Now, if you look also, if you've always wanted to have a credit in a movie, $100 buys you a contributing associate producer credit. $500 gives you a contributing co-producer credit. $1,000 gets you a contributing producer credit. $5,000 will buy you a contributing executive producer credit. If we ever get to be in person again and we hit our stretch goal of $20,000, we will have screenings in New York and LA in person. And some of those stars will be there and you can meet them in person. If we can't do it, I get it. But you still get that great, those great credits.
Well, David, I hope I get invited to the New York screening because, you know, I gave up my precious screen time to put the pricing information up there over the top of me. So I better get an invite, the big red carpet treatment, you know, we go to New York.
You will get to go this on the red carpet and the step and repeat.
Oh, awesome.
Unless, of course, you want to do interviews on the red carpet, in which case, you know, you'll get a prime spot right in front of Entertainment Tonight. So.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. I did that at Studio 54, and, you know, that was a lot of fun years ago.
Back in the day, yeah.
Back in the day, and 1999, of all things. That's where I ran into Prince and a lot of other celebrities there. It was an exciting time back then, the beginning of Yahoo Online Music Awards, go back to my history in cable, because we were both cable before cable was cool. You know, we have that.
Well, absolutely. We were cable before cable was cable.
That's true. That is true. All right. Well,
I got the gray hair to prove it.
That's true. So you want to talk about the writers, you said.
Oh, my God. The writers that we had, first of all, our story editor was a fellow named Fred Stroppel. He wrote a lot of the episodes. He is an award-winning playwright, both Broadway and off-Broadway and off-Broadway. He's done some TV and he's done a couple of small movies. He's just a genius. One of the others that we got is a fellow named Bill Bickley, William S. Bickley, who, if you watched a lot of TV over the years, William S. Bickley created Step by Step. He created Family Matters. He worked on shows dating back. His first show was in his early 20s. He wrote for The Partridge Family. He was a producer on Happy Days. He worked on Love Boat. I mean, this guy's a legend. And I called him up and I said, would you like to write an episode? And he's like, well, I'll think about it. And I'm like, none of these people are getting paid. And he wrote this amazing episode for Donnie Most and Gail O'Grady. Another one of our writers is a first-timer. He had never had anything produced. He was an aspiring writer named Kurt Fried. He wrote two episodes, both of which starred Barry Bostwick. We had another writer who is well-known in the horror field, a guy named Stephen Van Patten. I urge you to look him up. He's written books. African-American writer who writes about African-American vampires and various other things. And just historical novels. They are great. They're eminently readable. And he's just so good. And everybody who plunged in to do these were just terrific. I mean, we're so lucky.
It's amazing. So seedandspark.com, they can go there and then type in, what do they have to put in after viral vignettes or what do they have to do?
If you don't want to type out this whole thing and you don't have to link where you are, just go to seedandspark.com and look up viral vignettes. And you can see, and you know, become a follower. That doesn't cost any money. And
I did.
Thank you, Kaz. and we will keep you informed when we are having these Zoom parties so that you can make your contribution and you will get an invite into the Zoom party. Again, at $40, you get a subscription to everybody we're doing. I know that Audrey Landers is doing one. I know that she's on the schedule already. And we will be posting that schedule on seedandspark.com. If you look in the updates section, I can't shut up about this because I'm so excited about it.
Well, you should be. It's just incredible to get so many people together. The only thing that reminds me of like the old Hollywood pictures at the Oscars, they put all the classics, you know, up the steps and they have all these people standing there, you know, Jimmy Stewart, everybody in that kind of classic actors, you know, of old, I guess, you know, the past. But do me a favor, just for people listening on the audio podcast, read that big address that they have to go to.
Seed and Spark, all one word, like that, .com. SEEDANDSPARK.com /fund /viral-vignettes #story, but you can just go to seedandspark.com and search for viral vignettes.
Wow.
And by the way, are you a Mad Magazine fan?
Yes.
Did you love Mad Magazine when you were growing
yes.
up?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. One of my favorite artists and a good friend of mine is named Sam Viviano. Sam Viviano was the art director for the last 25, 30 years of Mad Magazine's existence. Mm-hmm. Enormously talented artist. He's semi-retired now. He still works. He still, you know, does commissions. And in fact, he has agreed if we hit our first stretch goal, which is $16,000, and we're already really close. We're at 12,000 plus. If we hit our stretch goal of $16,000, we are commissioning Sam to do a poster for Viral Vignettes in which he will do a caricature of every one of our 21 stars. That I'm really excited about. And it's going to be, wow. you know, in the tradition of Mad World mm-hmm. And some of those other posters from the 70s that had those beautiful Jack Davis art. He's just amazing, and we'll be previewing some of his early sketches on Viral Vignettes. If not here, actually, I'll send it to you.
Awesome. Hey, before we end, let me go play another clip, which kind of encapsulates everything, so you don't have to repeat yourself. Everything about it. So people watching on the video, they can watch that. You have to listen on the audio podcast. We can always go back and we have links on the audio podcast as well to the video. So either way, this is fun. The same or similar celebrities, but it's nice to listen to them and listen to David in the middle kind of telling his story as well. So it was like 2.5 minutes or something. So
yeah.
Listen to this and we'll be right back.
Mom?
Grandma, you're muted.
Can you hear me?
Who the hell are you?
Listen, I can't stay much longer.
Then get lost. Is this the planning board meeting?
What is going on here?
Mom!
Oh God, breathe, Marshall. I'm coming upstairs.
This is all because of my fault. I'm so sorry.
Daddy!
For God's sake, just take off your shield.
Do you remember the first days of the pandemic?
It was like one of those end of the world movies.
Everybody on lockdown, the stock market crashing.
No sports.
Hi, my name is David Levin, and I am the creator of Viral Vignettes, the film that has its origins in that early confusing period.
The world has gone nuts.
So a group of talented actors, all well known from movies, TV, and theater, all sitting at home, all climbing the walls.
Bored.
Got together with some talented writers and directors to create a comedy series to benefit the Actors Fund.
We're on quarantine. How are we going to do a benefit?
Separately.
From a distance.
On zero budget.
What about my money?
All volunteer.
It can't always be about you and your financial problems, you know?
Over a thing called Zoom.
Zoom? What the hell is Zoom?
To tell the stories.
You had phone sex with my maid of honor.
Sometimes humorous.
I don't need another therapist. My last one took out a restraining order on me.
Sometimes not so much.
Are you still in bed?
Yes.
Of what we were all going through.
He can't come to my house because I'm practicing the social distancing.
We would love for lots more people to see our work.
Actors!
Our plan, and this is where you come in, is to release these marvelous little episodes as a web series, as individual shorts, and as a feature film so that we can enter them into film festivals.
You're just making the best of a bad situation, I see.
Look, the main thing is we're going to be bringing entertainment to the culturally deprived folks, making our fans happy.
We still have fans.
We've already garnered some awards and critical acclaim, but we can really use your help.
I'll PayPal you the money.
Please create an account on Seed and Spark to follow and support our campaign. Check out our very cool pledge incentives and make a pledge. While we have hit our initial crowdfunding goal, we do have several stretch goals we need to hit and just a few short weeks left to do so. By doing so, you will truly become part of our team. Thank you for your support and for helping us spread the word.
Hey, spreading the word, what it's all about. That's what we did here today. And David, any final advice for people who want to help you out here?
Yes, my advice is, and this goes to you too, Kaz, $40 buys access to these stars. More importantly, $10, you know, every little bit helps. I don't want to say, you know, $10, you can watch the movie, and it really helps us a lot. You know, there are people who've given $10, and I don't want you to think that I'm unappreciative. We do, and we thank every single one of them on social media, you know, for a little bit more. One of our stars will read your name and say thank you on a list. Just go to the thing. Take a look. There's a lot of really good content there. We are so proud of what we've done. And, you know, I can't thank you enough, Kaz, for giving me the time to talk about this, because I could talk about this forever. As you can see, being the shy, withdrawn person that I am, it's hard to get me to open up about stuff that I'm excited about.
No. So, well, thank you. I don't think you had trouble opening up today because you gave us so much information. I think the knowledge of your experience and spending time with these celebrities or popular people, people that, you know, everyone's been grown up with, no matter what age, I think, because of reruns, you know, get rediscovered all the time.
We love these guys. We love these folks. And, you know, we just lost Betty White recently, who I had the pleasure of meeting a couple of times. And we've lost so many. Yeah. Not that these people are on the verge of dying or anything anytime soon, I hope. No. But, you know, the generation of stars that people in, you know, our age and a little bit younger and a little bit older grew up with, they're disappearing a little bit at a time. And this is really a once in a lifetime chance to get to meet with them and hang out with them and find out just wonderful people we've always known that they were.
Hey, speaking of hanging out, what was it like hanging out here on Casual Conversations for you?
It was like sitting in my own office at home, talking with a good, dear old friend. So this was fun. I hope we can do this again.
Hey, which one's the old friend? What are you trying to say? You said dear old friend. Which one's the old friend? Was it that guy or is it that guy?
That would be that guy. That guy. Look, you and I have known each other a very long time, and thanks to social media, we've gotten to know each other again.
Yeah.
You know, and perhaps one day we'll come back and talk about that. I love what you're doing with Casual Conversations. It's a great show, and the people you have on are really interesting and fun to watch. And you know, it's cool to see. It's cool to see friends doing well and getting, and finding something new, getting their spark. The SeedandSparkThing.com is helping newcomers and fogies like us to help fulfill dreams. I mean, honestly, I said earlier, my original dream was to make movies, and although I've had a really wonderful career in television that I'm really grateful for, I'm also grateful it took the end of the world for me to go back, or what felt like the end of the world for me to go back to my original ambition. You know, it's for just a small amount of money, you know, you can help me literally make my dream come true. This is better than make a wish, as far as I'm concerned, for me. I'll do it for you. Yeah.
SeedandSpark.com. That's where everyone has to go to support this viral vignettes project, because it features legends delivering laughter during lockdown. But it's funny, it's entertaining. I'm sure it'll be more. What I've seen so far is exciting. I like the plan of doing short segments, a movie, right?
Yeah, each of these is an anthology, okay? Every episode stands on its own. Mm-hmm. And so we're releasing each of them as their own short film. But, and you don't know this unless you watch all the episodes, they're all tied together.
Oh.
Okay. One character in one film is actually married to another character in another film, and they're actually the parent of another character in another film, and you don't see that until the very end of the movie. So we stitch them all together. It's one big story.
Awesome.
But you don't know it. So we spent a lot of time thinking about.
So you got to pay attention to every episode. There's probably little clues everywhere that you got to look around And I love that kind of stuff because I'm always like watching like a mystery and saying, okay, so that's the bad person. That's the good one. No, that whatever. And then, you know, somehow 90% of the time I get the person right. Cause you look for little things, little theatrical moves they make or something that kind of go, well, that doesn't seem right what they're doing right
It's kind of like Stephen King novels where a character who's a main character in one episode, in one book, turns out to be a supporting character in another book. So we sort of like, so Don is in a couple of episodes and it turns out that he's married to one of the other characters in another episode. And if you're paying careful attention, you'll start to realize what the connections are between the different characters.
Do you have any walk-ons or little mystery shadow appearances or you can't reveal that?
Well, you know, Marion was a cameo who showed up in the middle. She was we gave her a very small part because she's
No. Do you appear anywhere?
Do I? I'm not being an Alfred Hitchcock. No.
Come on.
My daughter.
A magazine. A magazine's got someone open a magazine. Like,
no, my daughter. The culture. My daughter, who is actually 8 and was 6 when we were doing these, she makes cameos. Her voice is in 2 episodes, and that's kind of cool.
Nice.
But that's as far as it goes.
I don't know. I don't believe you. I think there's a secret. You'll probably appear somewhere. But
that's my feeling. The part of me that always wanted to act said a little bit of a ham. That like I said, no, I'm not doing this. My criteria for casting was that the person has to have either a familiar name or a familiar face. Uh-huh. And in a couple of cases, even if the name wasn't familiar or the face wasn't familiar, like for the younger actors, they had to at least be have a little bit of a resume. And they all did.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your time, David. And
Cass, thank you.
Good luck with viral vignettes. I'll be involved. Believe me, like I said, I already signed up for all the messages and stuff, and I hope to contribute. And what is the deadline? Do you have an exact deadline?
Okay, so this, well, first of all, if you want to get in on these Zoom parties, as we're calling them, I suggest you sign up as soon as you see this, because Don's Zoom party is on Monday, January 10th, again, 9 p.m., Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. They are live, and once they're done, they're done. You can't come in again later, and you will only get the invitation to that Zoom if you have contributed $40 or more. Mm-hmm. We might show sections from it, you know, but you won't be able to participate in it, but right. we will be showing clips from it. So do that as soon as possible. The last date that you can sign up for these will be January 28th. We have some surprises coming up for new episodes, and not all the people in our show will be doing Zooms, but some Zooms will be done by people who were not in our show originally. There are going to be some surprises popping up. And for $40, I mean, it's literally, if we do 4 of these, that's going to be $10 a pop. But we're probably going to be doing 10 or 20 of these, which as an admission price, that, you know, your entry fee goes down the more of these we do. And of course, the more people sign up, the more we can do. So if we get 100 people signing up to do this, you know, we might end up doing, you know, 50 or 60 of these. That'll go past February, and you'll be signed up for as long as we do these.
Well, thank you again for being a great guest. We'll have you back on, David, talk about pop culture.
Yeah, well, I'm shy, so you'll have to sort of, you know, you'll have to sort of draw me out a little
bit. Yeah, we'll contact your agent. We'll work on your agent.
Make sure. Your people will call my people.
Yeah, exactly. You know how it works, this business. So, thank you again. Happy New Year. And,
thank you. Happy New Year to you, Kaz, and to all your viewers and listeners.
Thank you. See you next time on Casual Conversations. Bye.